Look it up when you get home, or you can proof test me right now, or whatever on your phone. Evil has been allowed to behave uncontrollably and disruptively on planet Earth. I don't have all the answers. I don't even have many of the answers. And you're going to think me foolish when I say this, but I trust God that this is for good. In case you didn't hear me, I don't have all the answers, yet some things are certain, absolutely certain. Without pain, I cannot understand joy. Without wrong, I cannot understand right. Without choice, I can't love. And the philosophy of these three sentences completely agree with the Word of God, the seed. I could get stuck there all day, but I'm not going to do that because we're running out of time. Secondly, the rocky soil. Shallow, self-absorbed immaturity renders one incapable of holding on to the seed for the long haul. Because it's all about me. And the moment it's no longer about me, then I'm out of here. The seed and its potential fruit is lost because of my shallowness and the inability of the seed to maintain me as the center of the universe. This is a picture of a desert, an utter lack of moisture. There can be no germination because there's no moisture to crack. Open the husk and let the dynamic seed within do its amazing task. That just sounds so clinical. Let me make this a little juicier for you, okay? The rocky soil is like a picture of late adolescence, where everything happens fast and nothing sticks, okay? I can describe perfectly how this happened in my own 13-year-old, supercharged, hormonal existence a long time ago. I was in love with Susan. I would have given my life for her, honestly. And the next day, I was in love with Dolores. And the next day, I was in love with Charlene. It took about 10 more years before I finally had enough maturity to realize that there is no such thing as a perfect David. That's right. David was the problem. Susan, Dolores, Charlene, and eventually all the way down the line until Brenda. None of these girls were the problem. I was too shallow.